Well, Simon Amor, the challenge really starts now. First trip gets underway. Tomorrow you're off to Australia. How are you feeling?
I'm very excited, very privileged as well. You know, it's always been my ambition to one day become the head coach for England Sevens, and to get this opportunity at such an exciting time in the sport's development is a real privilege.
You've named your first 12-man squad to take down there. A returning old injury man in Chris Cracknell, who comes into the side, and Phil Burgess is one of the new faces as well. So just tell us a little bit about what makes up your side.
Well, I mean, looking at Phil Burgess first up, I was very impressed with the way he performed in FIRA. He's been an outstanding seven in the championship in England for a number of years, and his lines of running are excellent, and the way he plays that hooker role and picking up and feeding off other players is very, very good. His real strength, though, is at the breakdown. He's very good at turning ball over, making the opposition work hard there, and that's a real benefit for the team. Good balance to have him there. And then with Chris Cracknell, you know, everyone knows about Chris's physicality that he can bring. A guy that's been out injured for a long time, so it's going to take him a little bit of time to find his form, but his experience can certainly help with this England side at the moment.
Spain, France and South Africa, the teams you'll have in the pools, a potential showdown in the quarterfinal with Fiji, I understand, so maybe meet your predecessor Ben Ryan at that stage. With your experience as a Sevens player, how do you view how you'll be able to coach this side, perhaps also with your experience from 15s?
Well, I mean, it's not really about my experience as a Sevens player. It's more about my coaching experiences, I feel, over the past 5, 6, 7 years since I stepped away as a player, and the way I've learnt my trade, so to speak, with England Women's Sevens and with London Scottish in the Championship. And, you know, there's some incredibly talented players with ball in hand, this England Sevens side. Real pace, lethal threats out wide. It's probably defensively where we've got to make some changes, and I've got to make some shifts there in terms of what we're looking to do, make ourselves more difficult to beat. And the challenge of the timescales with Gold Coast being right around the corner makes that a difficult one. We're going to make some mistakes, but it's important we keep learning very quickly and improve day by day.
Yes, where do you view the health of this side finally? They underperformed maybe last year, would you perhaps say? They finished sixth overall, so there's some work to do there for you.
Yeah, I mean, they underperformed at the start of the series, but the way they finished in the last few tournaments was very positive, and it showed the resilience and how good this team is at being able to learn. You know, the health right now, it's a good squad, there's good potential. The timescales of Gold Coast, a week away, and myself only coming aboard 6 days ago, the change I'd like to bring in really put pressure on there, and, you know, that's going to be a challenge for us.